I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Now we go on to our next point, and it kind of leads into our following topic. Breer confirming they're rolling with Sam Arison and Ivan Fedotov at goaltending next season. A lot of questions about what this goaltending room is going to look like. They feel good that they have their answers here, and I think everyone should feel good about this, Al.
Yeah, I think you should. I mean, you know Arison plays. I don't know if I'm thrilled if I'm Arison, the other guy's getting paid twice as much as me. So I would think another contract might be coming there, because they really got a great deal on Arison last summer. You know, this is all because Hart's situation really threw everything up in the air. And I guess what you learned, Ashlyn, was I guess to get Fedotov to come over, maybe it was a bigger deal than we had thought previously. So I think that that really is going to be their goaltending tandem. And I think it's also going to tell you that they're really strong in goal, in addition to those two, the people they have in their system. So although they don't have their star in terms of what Hart was supposed to be, I think they've got some pretty good depth there. And the fact that they could give that kind of money to a goaltender that's played, one and four periods or whatever, it's pretty amazing to me that, you know, it's kind of a reward, I guess, for everything he's been through.
Yeah. And I saw at least on Twitter, which is never a good place to judge how things are feeling, but an absolute uproar over what Ivan Fedotov was getting paid. Like you said, way more than Sam Arison, a 2-year contract, $6.5 million. And I don't think it's a coincidence, right when Fedotov came over, our first press conference with Danny Breer, he already said flat out, hey, we're working on a new contract. So I think you're right where that was the incentive to come over. And it is kind of crazy to think about he's getting paid all this money for barely seeing him. But I think we got to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. He was thrown into an impossible situation. He did not look good in his second game, showed flashes in his first game. There's a reason they brought him over. You have to trust they see something in this guy and hope now with some continuity, being in America, getting used to the equipment, having the full off season, we're going to see a different Fedotov next year.
Yeah, I think so. But I also think when you give a guy a contract like that, I think all the people that would give him this is going to be a weird season coming in, because the moral victories are gone for the fan base, even though we will tell you they're not going to be as they might not be as good. And the goaltender, the moral victory of him coming over and everything he went through, a couple of soft goals, it would all be like, gave him all this money, can he? So there's going to be a lot of pressure on him. I don't think there can be any more pressure than what he went through to get here. We still don't know the whole story. And because of this contract, I'm thinking it's even stranger than we think to get him over.
I know. I'm like, that is whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, when we learn, it might be, I don't know how this happened, but I got to think that anybody that would go through that, I wouldn't worry about his mental toughness going into next season.
Ain't that the truth? And also for Sam Harrison, I think about the pressure on him. I don't think he could have gone through anything worse last year, and look at the way he played. So I'm really curious to see how a Sam Harrison with a normal offseason, knowing he's going in as the goaltender for this team, I have to imagine that's so much pressure off his chest, but not really because your backup just got paid all this money.
No, there's going to be, I mean, you look at the guys coming in with some sort of pressure, the goaltenders, the captain, Couturier, after what he went through with Tortorella, the coach, because of where it went, you know, the coach, Tortorella, I mean, nobody really pressed the issue about Couturier at their postseason meeting, but Tortorella wanted to bring it up. And I think he was a little bit upset at the kind of the storyline that he didn't talk to Couturier. But we talked to Couturier. He didn't think he got reasons. Mm-hmm. And I think there was some baggage coming in. You know, Couturier had been had an A on his sweater previously, and he didn't have one coming into this season, even when he came back. So I think there's some fence mending to be done there, even if Torts publicly would say, you know, the players have to come to me. I think it's important, Ashlyn, that those two get on that same page somehow. Because I don't think you can have even a perception that your captain and your coach aren't necessarily on the same page. I mean, he's had these run-ins with players previously in Columbus, wherever, with very good players. Mm-hmm. But I think really in this situation, they need something before or at the start of next season to say everything's fine, no worries here, we got it all straightened out, and there's not going to be an issue.
Yes, it was a distraction. I mean, either side you see, and there's multiple sides to the story. It was no question that when Sean Couturier got benched and that whole thing happened, players were getting asked nonstop in the locker room about it. It was very clear their belief was that Coots should be playing, and they didn't agree with it. So I think the moral of the story is Coots and Torts, they need to go get a beer. They need to talk things through and fix some things because no one wants to deal with this next year. Even the media, it was like, enough. Let's talk about hockey. This is like an episode of Gossip Girls.
Yeah, and so I think Couturier will be the one. I think Couturier learned the lesson that for whatever reason, Torts wants people to come in to his office and confront him instead of him calling you to the principal's office. He wants you banging on the door. So I guess maybe Couturier, well, even if he doesn't want to, just goes and bangs on the door.
Yeah, and it was confusing, the messaging and everything, but we're past that, that's for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.